is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Let's start off the roll call with any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I got one EchoLink station up. Maybe he'll check in a minute or two. Had some pre-check-ins using the pre-check-in function to the repeater. I got W4FCM as Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI, Miss Isla, in Traveler's Rest. KA5WLL as Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up to Table Rock. N4MRY, Miss Mary down in Piedmont. KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up in Grambling. KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim down in Pelzer. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. And KO4AOW, that's Mr. David, he's up in Inman. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's over in Pickens. And KO4HON, and that's Mr. Brian down in Simpsonville. Appreciate all you fine folks checking in with us tonight. Thanks for using the pre-check-in function on the repeater. I hope every one of you folks are having a good evening. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
See you in. Please check in. Keyless, Keyless 4, Oscar in November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Keyless, Keyless 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kittle Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, Rollins, Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
OS. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. I'll be native and native, 73U and the air on the net. And tell Miss Joy I said hello.
4DOS. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there at Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello, and hope you are doing well. Hope you're recovering from your fall. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt, and I will relay your message to Joy. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat. He's down in Malden. Hey, Pat. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Check in. Kilo India 4, Mike through November. Hope you hear me.
Over
Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
West. Bella, check me in and out. No traffic, no comments.
KI-4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KI-4 MLN, Mr. Al, down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KO4 ACA is Mr. Bill over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And then I got Joe up there at Campobello. I got KO4 and my pencil point broke. And I give me the rest of your call there, Joe, if you don't mind.
OU, Oscar Uniform.
Got you. KO4OU, Mr. Joe over there at Campobello. And I apologize for that, Joe. But that happens to us all, I guess. But appreciate you being with us. Alrighty, let's see here. I got Echo Link Stations back up. Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Walt, if the audio's not working on your Echo Link, send me a text message. I want to put you in the book down here tonight. But I see you up there on the screen. But if your audio's not working, shoot me a text message. On up to the next group, which is the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. Please check RM. That's Alpha Alpha 4, Romeo Mike. Robert and Easley, I'm negative, negative.
Check control. Kilo Delta 4, Tango Whiskey Papa Tom. And also check in Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Kilo Alpha, that's Miss Andy, Tacoa, negative and negative.
DOS. Check in Whiskey November 4, Sierra, Chris and Lyman. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all the net.
DOS. Please check in November 2, Sierra, Uniform, Bravo, and 2SUB. That's Jim in South Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board.
It's KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AA-4RM. That's my neighbor Robert over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all. You being with us tonight, Robert. Tell Miss Bonnie we said hello. And KD-4TWP, that's Mr. Tom. And he brings along KG-4LKA, Miss Amy, down there in Tacoma, Georgia. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tom. Tell Amy we said hello. And WN-4S, that's Mr. Chris. He's over in Lyman. Appreciate you being here, Chris. And N-2-S-U-B, Mr. Jim, down there in South Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
4DOS, please check in. Sam and Slapdown, KG4, Lima Papa Foxtrot. Have a good night. 7-3 Street.
Control, Kilo Oscar, 4, November Whiskey, Shane from Edmond, South Carolina.
Check in and out. Kilo Fox 4, Whiskey Zulu Tango. Kilo Fox 4, Whiskey Zulu Tango. Joey and Easley.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KG4LCF. Mr. Sam down there in Slaptown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. Hope you're doing well. And KO4NNW. Mr. Shane over there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. And KF4WZT, that's Mr. Joe over there in Easley. Is it Joe or Joey or Joel? I got that corrected. I apologize for that. And he's over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us. Let's move up in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
To you and everybody, please check in and out, KI-4, ZLW Randy, K KJ4CRL Linda up in Asheville.
Please check in and out. Kilo November 4, Uniform Romeo Foxtrot. That's KN4URF. My name is Aaron. I'm in Marietta, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
COS. Gary, please check in and out. Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray. That's K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. Wishing you and all on the net 73. Have a good evening, folks.
Yes. Yes, please check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike and my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, both named Mary, all three of us in Greenville, negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, LW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And KN4URF, Mr. Aaron up in Marietta. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Aaron. And K4ZZX, Mr. Steve, over there at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, and his sweet bride, KO4ACD, Miss Mary, and their daughter, KO4ILI, also Mary. They're over in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, Gary, Joy, good evening. Please check in Kilo 4, Yankee November Golf, Fletch and Easley. Negative.
And that would like to say good evening to my neighbor Fletch over here in Easley, K4YNG. Mr. Fletch, appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Glad you're out of the hospital. Tell Miss Hester we said hello. Hope y'all are taking care over there. Got to get over there and see you one of these days, Fletch. I'll give you a call and make sure you're there. But you take care in the meantime. Let's see, where were we? Let's go up to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Whiskey 4, Bravo, Foxtrot Alpha. Pat, north of Traveler's Rest, negative and negative. Good evening to you, sir.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative, negative. Good to hear you on the net tonight, Gary.
Yes. Yeah, Miss Joel, on the net. This is W4AKG, Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, AKA in Easley, negative, negative.
For DOS, please check in Kilo Bravo 2. Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, David in Easley, no traffic, no comment, 73 Stew and everybody on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4BFA, Mr. Pat, north of Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, he's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. And KB2BYQ, another neighbor of mine, Mr. David over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Echo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor, negative and negative.
Good evening, KO4BDM, Mr. Jim over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And Jim, just for your information, there's a little bit of a hum on the on your signal tonight, a little AC hum. I don't know if it's Sly or Wall Ward or something like that. But just thought I'd let you know.
I appreciate that. I've been having some antenna problems here, trying to get things straightened out.
Well, I can't hear my radio, and if mine messes up, I'd like somebody to tell me. But hope you get that straightened out, and hope all is well at your place. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Echo Through Hotel Group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler are negative, negative tonight. Gary, thanks.
4DOS. Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene in Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there at Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Steve and Gary, it's the Woods check-in. KO4-TQA. Kilo Alpha 4 for Papa Bake Alpha. Steve and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary. To yourself and all the net. No traffic on the road. Keep your finger, Gary. Do say, and do tell me, Georgia, we say hello.
Wes. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. We're here in Simpsonville, and we'll be negative to negative, but listening for a bit. 7-3, thanks for calling in, Gary.
In and out. Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO4, ISG. 7-3s, and have a good night, y'all.
K4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Jennifer if we said hello, your message to Joey. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark, and his sweet bride, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. And KO4ISG, can I get your name and location?
That's Danny, Delta Alpha November, November Yankee. I'm over here in Gastonia, North Carolina. My apologies. Left some things out.
We got you down. Good signal into our repeater from Gastonia. KO4ISG, Mr. Danny up there in Gastonia. Let's see if we got additional stations. Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the India Through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Hope you and Miss Joey are doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joey. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
EOS. Please check in Lima, Alpha, Oscar. Correction. Kilo, KO4LAO. Having trouble with that tonight. Jim and Traveler's Rest, negative and negative, and good evening to everyone on the net.
For DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment tonight, and thanks for having the net.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KO4LAO, Mr. Jim, up there at Traveler's Rest. Jim, don't worry about it. We all do that kind of. And I've had it a good while now, but appreciate you being with us. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And she's in the other room talking to our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up there in Charlotte. I wish he'd get EchoLink so he'd at least check in that way, but he plays with computers all day. I don't know if he wants to do it or not. let's see. Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. 4DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. Juan and Gringo. No traffic, no comment. 73.
Good evening to my buddy Warren, WA4KC. That's Mr. Warren over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing good. Let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan. I'm in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative, but staying around for the swap meet. 73 to all.
KI4DOS. For END, Buddy and Taylor. Hello, Gary, and everybody on the net.
Kilo Echo 4. Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Geek Bravo. Good evening, Gary. Just check me in and out tonight. The DOS. Gary, I wouldn't have no luck with that code link. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt up here on Lake Bowen. Believe it or not, I still got a inman address. I'll just be in and out, but I'll stick around for the swap net.
DOS. So Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec Yankee, Joe and Taylor's, negative and negative.
EOS, Kilo 8, Hotel Alpha November, Brian in Greenville, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4VKN, Mr. Allen, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. And KA4END, Mr. Buddy over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, buddy. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Pat we said hello. And KE4ZHF, that's Mr. Keith. He's up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt up there at Lake Bowen with an Inman address. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. Hope you get everything set back up there at Lake Bowen at the new address. and KO4JQY. Mr. Joe over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us today, Joe. And Kilo8HAN. That's Brian over in Greenville. Brian, did I get your call right?
8HAN. Thanks.
Thanks for being with us. Hope you're having a good evening. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, Shane, Kilo Oscar 4, November Whiskey. Check it in, Edmond, South Carolina. Just got my FCC certification 2 days ago.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Shane, I got you a while ago, KO4NNW, up there in Inman. You checked in, back there in on RF a while ago, but we got you in the log. Thanks for being with us. I almost wrote you down twice. I remembered I had you down already, so I went back. But we do have you in, and congratulations on getting your ticket. Hope you have as much fun with ham radio as I have over the years. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, and then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a PowerWorks DB750X. This is a 2-meter 440 transceiver. It's brand new, still in the box. He has never hooked it up. He's got the software, the programming cable, and he would like $240 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
4RM.
Go ahead, Robert.
Is that the one I asked you about before?
Yes, sir.
It's sold.
Oh, thanks for letting me know, Robert. I hadn't talked to Scott in a long time, and he hadn't let me know. You didn't buy it, did you?
No, I wish I had. I got one just like it, another brand that I like, so that was a really good price on that one, but no, he said it was sold.
I do appreciate you letting me know. We'll continue on now. Let's see here. The next item up is got a fellow looking for a medium Yaesu rotator. He would like a G450 or a G800. Does anyone need any fields?
Check-in if you want it, Mike.
Go ahead. I love check-ins.
I don't know why I get you confused, Gary. You're going to have to shoot me when you see me again. Please check in Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel, K90H. That is Billy down in Anderson. Also check in my wife, Nancy, KN4DBQ. We'll be both in and out this evening, but good evening to you, sir. Good to hear you as always, and good evening to all on the net.
DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K9OH, Mr. Billy, and his sweet bride, KN4DBQ. Miss Nancy, they're down there in Anderson. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Billy. Tell Nancy we said hello. Billy, y'all up here full-time now? You're not down in Columbia anymore?
That is correct. I took a job with Clemson University back last summer, and so we have planted roots and bought a house and trying to build a tower out here. Officially planted like a tree.
Well, welcome to the area. I know you're familiar with this area, but glad to hear you're up here now. At least you're a whole lot closer to your repeater up there on Caesar's Head.
Yeah, that repeater's going to be the death of me. We've been tracking some interference, and the interference got worse, so it's making me go bald.
I need to pull your hair out.
You got that right. Well, Gary, it's always good to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you
once all this stuff calms down and we can all get together again. It's been quite a few years since we got to see all the smiling faces in the ham community, so hopefully things will get back to normal.
Billy, and I do appreciate you checking in with us tonight. I hope you find that interference problem up there on your repeater. That's a good repeater. It's got a good footprint on it. But y'all take care. Tell Miss Nancy we said hello. While I got it down, additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's a CD44 rotator with a control box and 55 feet of connecting wire. He would like $275 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is looking for, a fellow's looking for a 30-foot push-up mast and a rotator. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's 60 feet of Rod 25 tower. He's got the top section and the base section and a hazer. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's a Ringo Ranger AR2. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2300H. That's a 2-meter mobile transceiver, puts out 65 watts, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Astron RS7A. That's a 7-amp power supply. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Astron RS20A. That's a 20-amp power supply. He would like $70 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM221A. That's a 2-meter transceiver. It's a mobile. He would like $45 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2100H. That's a 2-meter transceiver. It puts out 55 watts, and he would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an MFJ 989B 3KW manual antenna tuner. He would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item I got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks. A fella has 3 years of QST magazine, 2018 to 2020, and he said they are free. Now, there was a guy asked for them last week, but I don't know if he picked them up or not. If David, KB2BYQ, you still by? I didn't hear anything from David, but if you are interested in 3 years of QST for free, All you got to do is go pick them up. Let me know, and I'll give you the contact information on the folks that's got them. Other than that, folks, that's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, I appreciate that. I'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell or find the items you're looking for, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Here, Uniform Golf, K4SUG, Ray Travelers Rest, no traffic, good evening here.
Say good evening to Brother Ray, K4SUG up there at Travelers Rest. Ray, you made number 65 tonight. Appreciate you being with us. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a few minutes. Tell Miss Edie we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On a clean, shiny, dry stump is Mr. Al, KI4MLN, down there in Malden. Al, what have you been up to?
Spying with phones that don't work.
And sometimes transmitters that don't work. Not much. And nurses that don't listen. But other than that, we're doing good. Tuesday is lawyer day.
I'm sorry that you got transmission problems on your phone and your transceiver and all that other stuff. That is not good. But I'm glad that you found your phone.
We did. And also, I want to order one that does for another provider. I know what's wrong with the provider. Hopefully, I do have a good transmitter, but I need somebody. We need to get together just to throw an antenna up. And I've actually got the antenna, the 21-foot vertical, so we got to throw in the tower. And I think the smart thing to do is just put it with no, the tower can be the counterpoint. It should be good enough. If not, we'll just run one 20 feet so the dog can't get it and run RF-proof, you know, and tie some wire to it and use the cord, you know, the parachute cord, and it should work fine, and just tie it off wherever you can get it. Take a pole on the ground on the other side and tie it, another 20-foot pole on each side or something, just so it's high enough the dog can't get it. But it's been raining every day, you know.
Been raining every day. And you've got a 20-foot pole or so over there that old dipole was hooked to, don't you? Or is it still up, or did you take it down?
The darn thing out or not? I don't know. I have it out there to look. But if not, I'll get a Home Depot, get a couple lengths, a short piece of half inch, dry or soaking mud. All you gotta do is put it in about a foot and a half and jam it in the ground, and it ain't coming out. And then it won't fall, come out of the ground. I never had one come out yet. And then we'll just tie it off.
As soft as the ground is out there right now, you just lean on it a little bit and it'll go down at least a foot and a half.
Yeah, if we put a half inch piece of conduit in the middle and drive it down about a foot and a half, and then just slide it over top, push that all the way down in there. And if we want to get stupid, I don't see that ever coming out.
It might, as soft as the ground is. I won't say that, but I would not think that it would move.
Put some ready mixed cement in the top of it down the darn hole. And when it hardens, and I'll tell you what, then it'll seal up.
And a way we can try to strengthen it so it don't fall over.
Like a rope tied to the stupid building. You know. And we're the fence or, you know, wherever we can, that's all. I'm not going to get picky with this thing. I just want to get the stupid thing to work.
And that, that pole that was across the yard, it was tied to the fence. And it stayed up for a long time. I don't know if it's still up or not, but the last time I was down there, it was still up. So, you'd have to ask your brother about that. I don't know, but that would be an ideal place to string it, I guess, over to that other pole. That would work, keep it out away from the dog and everything else.
It took the ground right to the tower itself, and it won't be hot because it's just the ground. And through the other, you know what I mean, just hook it to the tower, and it'll use everything ground. And there's six ground rods all the way around, so nobody's going to get bit.
Tower grounded good.
Listen, they did it wrong, and Kevin, you know, he did. I wish, you know how Kevin Raper was. He goes, who's a big, smart, but it didn't, it didn't do what I told him. Whatever he says I did, he has a 10-pound sledgehammer. Have fun. I'll be back. I'll get out a cup of coffee.
Heard him, no doubt. We miss him.
What? Well, one day, you know, I knew Shannon wanted to get some candy. I trusted Kevin. I knew, you know, he'd never heard anybody. So I said, Kevin, go get my credit card. Go get some candy or something. So she can have a few cookies. I'll give her a soda if she wanted one. So he said, and my brother and wife had a bird. It was so funny. I started laughing. What, you didn't trust me? I started laughing.
I don't know. It is kind of comical, isn't it?
Well, even a funny one, as long as you can hear someone say it's funny. When I was in Connecticut to get my apartment, you had to walk along the South Sea Highway, and the balls were flying. So we're trying to do this the first time. We're trying to do this with the guys. Like the first time we did it, I get to the restaurant, and the lady goes, "Oh my God, you guys can't walk along. I know you get hurt." She left her grandkid with a stranger. And, oh my God, I was freaking out with you. I said, "Don't ever tell your daughter about that." I was freaking out.
You know, people do strange things, Al.
Same manhole, same week, but 32. Wires. I go to the car to restaurant all laughing. So, have a good night. 73. I think as far as I want to get, you heard me. So, I'll let everybody, Colin, Ray, and everybody else, have a good night, everybody. Talk to you later.
Okay, Al, well, you take care down there, and, yeah, that sounds like a pretty good idea. Try it out anyway. It can't hurt to try it. No, it's so much has been tried down there for antennas. It's unbelievable, but maybe that one would work real good for you. In the meantime, you take care of yourself and don't fuss at them nurses. You know, they liable to walk up and stick you with something that you ain't wanting to be stuck with. But you take care in the meantime. Stay well and stay safe. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
West. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
I'd like to say good evening. K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Tommy, if this was old Chet calling the 6600 net up there, you'd have won the pink Cadillac tonight, but I don't give out pink Cadillacs.
I've not yet won the pink Cadillac on the 6600, but it's almost as good to be the same number check-in down here, so that's all right. And I appreciate you calling the net, Gary. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo.
I'll take care. Next up on the Rag Chew list is Brother Ray, K4SUG, up there in Traveler's Rest. Brother Ray, what have you and Miss Edie been up to?
How you doing, Jerry? Up to no good, mostly. You got to be right fast tonight. But we had to go out and do a little shopping this morning and got that taken care of. Went out looking for some parts for the generator. I got a new toy to play with, and you need to get a chance to come up here and see what I got. If you're familiar with the generator systems, got a 22 kW sitting down here at the end of the house. We just about got it connected up, Gary.
22 kW won't run the whole house, won't nothing run it, will it?
Well, I think it'll do it. There's times it could be overloaded if everything in the house comes on at exactly the same time. If that happened, that hadn't happened in the last 50 years, and it did, that pole transformer would have blown up.
Not a bit in the world, Ray, but I think that would handle pretty much everything you got. I know it'll handle everything in the house that's running. Now, if you kick on that big old amplifier you got down there in the ham shack, that might kick it a little bit, but I don't believe that'd bother it either.
No, I don't believe it will. I believe it's going to be a satisfactory addition to the household myself. I can remember a few times when I sure would love to have had it sitting down there. Get it set up the way it's supposed to be. It's full automatic, Gary. It senses the power phaser and automatically switches over to the, starts the generator, switches over to it, and sits there until the power comes on. And the fuel supply for it, I figure at full load, it probably would last about a week.
That's pretty good at full load.
But yeah, you ain't ever gonna have a full load on that thing, I would not think. A week, that's a long time when you ain't got no power. And of course, you got that big tank out there, and if you got phone service, you can call the folks and say, hey, bring me a little more gas out here. That's great. You said y'all had to go do some shopping today. I was thinking about doing some shopping today. Since Joy has been down with her back a little bit and this COVID thing, I've been doing all the shopping, which don't bother me a bit. I don't mind it. I thought about doing it today, and then she reminded me last night she had a doctor's appointment, just a checkup today, out off of on Woodruff Road, and so we went out there, and she got a good checkup from the doctor, and then she had been to our eye doctor last month, and she's got contacts, but she wanted to get her a pair of glasses for backup. You know, should something happen to her contacts and or she's, whatever, and she needs a pair of glasses. And the doctor did tell her she needed to leave the contacts out one day a week. And, so she'll need glasses for that. So we went over to the optical shop today, and she picked her out a frame and got her glasses ordered, and they'll be here in a couple of weeks, we hope. And other than that, everything's been going good, you know, other than having to bounce back and forth between doctor's offices.
That sounds real good. Glad to hear you getting the eyeglass situation set up. I think I got my eyeglass situation solved, at least for right now. I think I already told you about it. I had some transplants here about 6 months ago. And Gary, I am reading the newspaper without my glasses now, and I hadn't been able to do that in 20 years.
You got a cataract or two removed, didn't you, right?
Yeah, I had the lens replacement. I reckon that's what you call it.
I think that is fantastic. That's what the doctor told Joy. She's got a couple of cataracts, and he said that they weren't ready to be taken off yet. He said, but when we take them off, he said, I don't see you going back into glasses. And that tickled her to death.
A prescription for a set of reading glasses, but I don't really need them. If you get to extreme fine print, the glasses help a little bit. We'll bring it on out when I get to the point where I just absolutely cannot see it. But for normal reading and driving and all that stuff, they're not necessary. And I'm proud of that fact, too, because I had a terrible time keeping up with that thing.
I know how that feels. I wish I didn't have to wear my glasses all the time, but I do. And as long as I can see as well as I do with my glasses, I'm tickled to death. I'm take them off, everything's a little fuzzy, but I put them on, it snaps in real clear, so I can't complain. They do a world of good now with things that they can do with your eyes. I had a good friend of ours up there in Statesville, had a cornea transplant. He had two of them done, both his eyes, and he used to wear glasses. He don't wear glasses anymore, and he just loved it. He was afraid of the surgery and all that, but once everything's said and done, he's tickled pink.
I sympathize with that, I sure can. By the way, I didn't mean to sound like I'm bragging about that generator, but I guess I probably was. I've been wanting one of those things for years, Jerry. And I had a 5kW, and I've got good use out of it. But I still remember one time up here when we was out of power for over a week. And we lived like the old folks used to do out in the country over.
Remember that, Ray? It looked like I won't say a bomb went off, because that's not what it looked like. It looked like you had a terrible wind event, because you had limbs and stuff down everywhere up there.
He couldn't get out of the yard with the car. Couldn't get another one in, so I had to get out and clean the driveway out before I could get in and out of the yard. But we survived, and that's the important part.
Main part, you know. All this stuff we got can be replaced, but you can't be replaced. Edie can't be replaced. So, if something happens to the house or whatever, that's okay. You know, but houses can be replaced, but people can't.
Yeah, we come pretty close to the needing a house replacement too. I guess if we've had our share of problems, but the good Lord has been with us, Gary, and our problems have been fairly easy to solve, and we've come out on top on it all the way through. I'm really thankful of it.
Well, Ray, I am too. I don't think I've been through all the stuff you've been through, but you got a couple of days on me, not many, but you got a couple. But I tell you, I'm just thankful to be here and have the good health that I've got, be able to do what I can, and that sort of thing. There's a whole lot of folks that's got a whole lot worse off than I do.
That's the way I look at it. I just count my blessings every night here. I'm looking at 91 come July.
It's coming quick, ain't it?
Don't seem like it's been that long.
Hey, it seems like the older we get, the faster the years go by. I don't know if that's so or not, but it sure does feel like it.
Well, that's for certain. Anyhow, we got to just keep on keeping on, I reckon, and hope everything keeps working out all right. And so far, we've got a lot to be thankful for. I'm getting all carried away now. I need to get off this subject. Well, got me a little gas stove. It's on canned butane. It's a single burner thing. It looks similar to a Coleman gas stove. And that thing is a doll for you when you get out somewhere where you don't have any electrical power or anything. It'll make a pot of coffee in a heartbeat, over.
Into one of them. Sits on one of them little short squat bottles of gas.
No, I got one of them too, but this one is a fold up thing, and it uses is a long cylinder gas, more like a can of what am I trying to say? Like a can of paint. It's shaped like a can of spray paint.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think those little cylinder bottles. Well, you know, years ago, there were several different models. There was a Coleman, and then there were some other manufacturers that used the white gas into lanterns and stoves and all of that. And then they started replacing them with those little propane bottles, you know, like a little propane torch or something of that nature. And they've refined that a little bit since then. Is that what you kind of got?
Talking about.
I'll have to find out where you got that. I'll get up there one of these days soon, and we'll sit around the coffee pot and tell a tale or two. Looks like we're going to have a few days of dry weather. At least I hope we do, if the long-range weather forecast holds.
Yeah, I need a few dry days up here. I got a few things I need to do outside, and been kind of locked in pretty much as far as getting anything done. And, see, somebody's got to tell you. I heard that our governor has lifted the lockdown requirements in South Carolina now. I'm reasonably sure I'm sure of that statement, but before you do anything drastic, verify it. But I think he's eliminated the lockdown requirements for the state, so we should be getting a little bit closer to normal. Seems like the vaccinations are doing some good, over.
I really hope those vaccinations are doing real good. Joy called our, she had to go see our GP last month, and he told her that we both needed to get those shots. And he was supposed to do something, and he said that we would be notified, get a number to when we could go get our shot and that sort of thing. But I was reading something on the news page on the computer earlier today, and it said that these two shots may not work on some of the mutations of this virus. And then they've said they've come out with another vaccination that just one shot instead of two, and it's supposed to take care of the variations. So I was telling somebody on the radio today, I said, I don't believe they know as much about this virus as they think they do.
I think you're still in a learning stage here. But that when you're talking about the Johnson & Johnson deal, it just now came. It was just verified and accepted for use last week, I think.